May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 263. Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case, what sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. Hymn 263.
Thank you. be helped now to read together from the most holy word of God, from Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 41, the 41st chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as dust to his sword and as a driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, be of good cheer, be of good courage. And so the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittah tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught, and abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. And from the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as a potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them. And I'll give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God. Oh, once again, thou hast brought us into thy courts at this evening hour. Oh, having lengthened out our time here upon the earth, even to this time, and we're still upon praying ground, the door of mercy still stands open. Oh, are we not each, or may we each be found before thee as sensible sinners, with that hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness? Be found in thy courts this night with that living desire, give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, the door of mercy, oh, it still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Oh, that fountain for all sin and uncleanness, it still flows and ever will flow, until the last of thy people is taken home to glory, or thou dost return here upon the earth in great power. Oh, do we not read in one of the hymns, a fullness resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need. Oh, that need of sinners. Oh, needy sinner. Oh, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Lord, there might be even this night some poor trembling one has been brought to tremble at thy word. Maybe stripped of everything of self, any fancied meekness, and brought as out one low at thy feet. Oh, low at thy feet, with nothing in their hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Oh, we need to be brought there with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, fouler to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, we're fast hastening on to an ever-ending eternity, each one. We know not the length of our days. But oh, teach each one to number our days, we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Oh, not the wisdom of men, but all that wisdom that need, oh, to be brought to see our need, feel our need. For oh, if we're to be found in that day and we're clothed in our own righteousness, or to be seen in all our filthy rags, oh, how solemn. Oh, depart from me, for I never knew you. How solemn the tidings. But oh, to be found each one, oh, may it please thee. Leave none to come short at last. But to be found in that day when we have to appear before the judgment seat of God, clothed in thy righteousness, that robe which covers everything, that neither a spot nor a shadow of a spot upon our soul be found. Oh, to be seen in that day, in Christ's obedience clothed, and wash me in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. O Lord, I remember each one. Lord, thou knowest each one that has entered into thy courts this day and this again this night. Lord, thou knowest the hearts. Thou knowest the thoughts we think afar off. Thou knowest the living desires. Thou knowest, O Lord, those things that have been perhaps in that way just groaned in the closet, being as the fallings of a tear, the burden of a sigh, when none but God is nigh. Thou hearest, and oh, if it could please thee, thou wouldst hear and answer those cries, those groans, those fallings of a tear. Oh, cannot some of us say we have been brought there, brought to groan, being burdened because of our need as a sinner? But oh, what a mercy thou didst reveal thyself. That time appointed came, when thou didst reveal thy face, when thou didst reveal thyself in love and mercy, when thou didst smile, oh, when we saw by faith what was wrought in Gethsemane's garden, when we saw by faith that thy sufferings upon the cross, we saw by faith the precious blood. And oh, and to see by faith a risen Christ. Oh, is it not in thy word, if we believe in Christ in this life only, we're of all men most miserable? We believe in a precious Christ risen. There is our hope. It's my hope's there, and all that might be with each one of us. Oh, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, but this one that now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, interceding for poor sinners here upon the earth with those groanings which cannot be uttered, compassionates their case. Oh, to look down upon one even this night, O Lord, thou knowest. Oh, thou knowest. Lord, remember us then, we plead, each one, from the youngest here to the oldest. And as we thought upon the young, and we spoke to them earlier in the afternoon, oh, there might be that wrought in them. Oh, there might be that wrought in their hearts whilst young in years. Oh, the prayer of Jabez. O Lord, do work in their hearts mightily. Lord, especially as we see, oh, there are those young, for the very baby in arms through to those going on into life. Oh Lord, we remember them, Lord, we plead. Hedge them about. But oh, if it could please, he put that tender fear in their hearts. They might be able to call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Oh, like Jabez, thou answered his request. Oh, is that indicted prayer by the Spirit in a quickened soul? Oh, what a mercy. Oh, may it please thee then. Even this night to indict in our hearts that spirit, that true spirit of prayer. We know not what we should pray for as we ought. But oh, when it is indicted of thee, then there will be the answer. There will be a fulfilling of those things. For thou hast purposed it. Lord, I remember then the young and the parents and of the families here. Lord, grant them all wisdom. Grant them all needed help. We live in dark and difficult days. Oh, how dark they appear, and they seem to get darker. A man knows not what to do. But oh, as we often feel we have to plead in this way, and we plead it again. For thou dost reign. The gold and silver thine, the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And oh, cannot some of us testify to thy goodness and mercy in supplying the needs, in those appearances, in a time of trial and tribulation, of distress, when we knew not how the scene would end, but thou didst appear, our needs were supplied. And oh, in those needs being supplied, a new song is put in the mouth, that praise unto God. O Lord, do then remember us in our paths, and oh, if there's been that blessing and favour in recent days, oh, may there be that song of praise, and oh, to not let thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. Oh, enable, oh, if it could please you, can we not, one and another us here, say we can raise an Ebenezer to thy praise even to this day. Thou hast not left us nor forsaken us. Oh, how we mourn over our backslidings. Oftentimes we feel we turn thee the back and not the face. Our love at times is cold and faint. But thou hast not left us nor forsaken us. Oh, what a mercy it is. And oh Lord, enable us then to, oh even now, to give thee the praise and the glory for all that thou hast done for us each, even thus far this day, even to this very moment in our life. Lord, remember those then, all that have the families, those that bear the heat and burden of the day. No, Lord, oneself, and no doubt others also, we've been labouring for the meat which perisheth. May feel the weariness of mind and body. But, oh, do lift us above these things. Lift us above these things. And set our hearts and minds now upon those things above, not on the things of the earth. All man cannot live by bread alone, but it is by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And so as we've entered into thy courts, perhaps weary with the journey, weary with the way. Oh, do grant then, O Lord, we plead, a word in season. May there be a word in season to one or another. May there be that, O Lord, which lifts up the weak hands and confirms the feeble knees. Or perhaps with those troubles and trials in the pathway. Maybe that, O Lord, even spoken by thee this night, sealed upon upon the Spirit, taken by the Spirit and sealed upon our spirit, upon our souls. that, oh, we quoted it this morning, we quoted it again. Thou didst speak unto thy disciples in this way, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, that does that not lift us up with a little hope? Whatever the way may be, however difficult the path. Oh, wasn't it our Job? We spoke of it this morning. It comes to mind again, but in all the difficulties of the way, and couldn't perceive thee on his right hand or on the left or behind or before. But there's that, little faith in exercise there. And all to have a little faith in exercise. Oh, to say he knoweth the way that I take. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Lord, remember then those that bear the heat and burden of the day, and all that concerns them in the day in which we live. Oh, satisfy us with thy goodness. And oh, there might be even a promise unto one or another this night. And all thy promises, are they not? Yea and amen in Christ Jesus. If thou hast promised, if thou hast purposed, if thou hast spoken, there shall be a performance of those things. Lord, remember those in the latter days of their lives, perhaps feeling at times a mud wall cottage shake. Lord, remember such. May they feel that thou art those everlasting arms underneath. Lord, we know of one another, they're in their own homes or in their now in the homes, they cannot get out to the house of God. And, O Lord, even in the weakness of mind and body, draw near unto them even this night, and make that abode where they are this night of Bethel unto them. And, once again, one in a hospital bed, Lord, remember her where she is. Sanctify all these things. May it prove to be a blessing. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, do remember such, and those that look on, those of the family, and each one that's concerned. Lord, remember them, we plead. And any that are in hospital beds, any in times of particular trial, Lord, thou knowest. But, be unto them all that they feel to need even this night. And, Lord, as we now, we would seek to turn to thy word. Grant that help. Lord, thou knowest how we feel to need it so. Of ourselves, we feel to be but that empty earthen vessel. But, are we made as a vessel fit for the Master's use? Lord, may we prove, we have a little treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence and the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Oh, it must be so. But, how the flesh dislikes it. Oh, how our old nature would like to have everything ordered and prepared, as it were. But we're dependent upon thee. We're dependent upon thee for that thou hast pour in, that we may pour out. Oh, Lord, do not have to come also to this. We're a man of unclean lips. Oh, take that live coal from off the altar and touch it upon our lips, Lord, we plead. We may speak to thine honour and to thy glory. Oh, Lord, do remember Zion even this night, here and elsewhere. Thy servants who have gone forth also to labour. Do bless their labours and grant them all needed strength. And, Lord, as we often feel as we go about, we often see very often is twos and the threes that gather together in thy name. But, Lord, even here, Still that goodly number, but O Lord, are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts? Thou wilt yet work in their hearts mightily, that they shall have to turn their feet towards Zion with their faces thitherward, to enter in, or with that desire like those, or that went up to the feast, and there was that desire in their hearts, sir, we would see Jesus. No, Lord, any prodigals, any that have turned aside, oh Lord, may it please thee. If as had been sown in their heart in time past, or like the bread cast upon the waters, found after many days, they shall yet have to turn again. Oh, there will be those smiles seated upon thy face. That anger, but smiles are seated on thy face. Oh, what a mercy. Do then remember such. Lord, we would plead for them. Maybe that wrought then in their hearts, and as cannot some of us look back and those things which we heard many years ago, that in all those years of deadness and darkness, there's been a returning brought back to our mind, the precious word of thy truth. And we've rejoiced in it. Oh Lord, may it please thee then to remember each one. Lord, do help us now. Help each one that's concerned with the place here and all that falls to them. Grant them sufficient help and strength and ability as they carry out those things and attend to those affairs to do with this cause. Lord, thou knowest their need. But help us now. Lord, we need it. Lord, help me. Undertake for me. We plead that all these things, seeking for the pardon of every sin, and all that we've asked amiss, we plead thy blood, thy righteousness, the satisfied law, thy worthy name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. Hymn 117.
Thank you.
feeling very much my need of the Spirit's aid and your prayerful attention. The verse which I feel I should have to try and speak from is enabled tonight will be found in the chapter we read, the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This morning we try to speak and remember how I felt all burden of the work of the ministry and the labour on the walls of Zion. Feeling that weakness and weariness of the way. On the Saturday morning still, burdened indeed, and how I felt, how can we go forth? How can we go forth to speak in His name? Can't just take a text and, as it were, stand up and speak. Our old nature would like to do so, but all the quickened spirit, the living soul, wants more than this. It wants a word to be laid upon the Spirit, by the Spirit. How we felt, as we said on the past morning, more trying to plead unto the Lord, dear one of oneself, and pleading unto the Lord. And all these words dropped in. Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. These words then remained upon my spirit. And oh, what a journey. Each one of us has a journey here, each one of the Lord's people. As we said this morning concerning Job, he acknowledged, even in that time of trial and darkness, but he knows the way that I take. What a mercy it is, he knows the way that you take and I take. And if we're amongst all his people, we shall very find and feel that the journey is too great. There'll be those things that come into the path, and we may not speak quite as Elijah spake when he requested for himself that he might die. But we're brought to a very low place. We long to fly away and be at rest, as we read somewhere. I can't tell you where it is, but all. Such is the burden. And it all perhaps as one then without burden even this day, even this evening hour. But all. Is not the greatest of our burdens as we journey here below With this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and who can know it? But with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. And oh, do we not find, and have not some of us found, oh, when we've been labouring under the law, to satisfy the law, couldn't seem to satisfy the law. The journey seems so great. But till we're brought to the end of everything, we're laid low at his feet. Such is our burden, an eternity before us. We need the Lord to arise for our help. We see no help in ourselves, no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. We need the Lord to arise for our help. And oh, when in the interval, or after this, the Sabbath school, oh, I felt so burdened again. But oh, when I looked to the Word of God, my mind was taken back, and that's why I read that chapter. My mind was taken back when I was so burdened in that way. Great burden, my sin. Eternity before me. Soul that sinneth, it shall die. And oh, when the Spirit shows you what sins are in your heart, what a burden it will be. A great burden. We knew it was not there until the Lord, by the Spirit, wrought in our heart. For by our nature, and our old nature, we delighted in the things of the earth, and this may not have gone into outward sin quite like some, but all, our heart delighted in it. But oh, when that quickening word breathed, oh, by the Spirit, there's that breath of life into your soul. It brought to see your need as a sinner, and when that is shown there. And oh, how I've been brought to feel in the past weeks, and I've quoted again even now. Oh, when the Spirit shone into my heart. And if it was written in black lettering on a label and put on our front and our back, and we walked down the street, oh, how many people would turn away from us. But blessed be his holy name, that time appointed came. Blessed be his holy name, I will work, and who shall let it? Blessed be his holy name, oh, cannot some of us testify to that also? To be found amongst those black but comely. So it was with oneself, the burden of one's sins, eternity before me. This word, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This word, I believe I can say it is like this. apples of gold in pictures of silver. We used to hear the servant of the Lord, one of the servants of the Lord, speak of the word made precious unto them. That word as apples of gold in pictures of silver. This word, in that time of need, the Lord dropped in. I had an operation before me. Never been into a hospital in that way to have such an operation, but oh, I verily felt that if I didn't come through the operation, how was my destined place? Where the worm dieth not. Oh, the many cries and groans unto the Lord, but he seems to be shutteth out my voice and heard not my cries. Oh, that woman, she came unto the Lord, but he appeared to be answered her not. I believe I had a little knowledge in my heart then how she felt. But I did not cast her aside. Blessed be his holy name, did not cast me aside either. But oh, that time of love was to come. And this was, in this word, is how it came about. And we can only speak this evening as we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life, such as it's upon our spirit. But oh, hell was before me as it seemed. My sins testified against me. Perhaps as one that feels their sins testify against me even this day. I've been brought to tremble at his word. Their groaning being burdened. That burden, the journey is great. But oh, when that time appointed came, I had to venture in this word. I can't remember anything else of what was said, but oh, this word that night. They was dropped in and sealed upon my spirit. I entered into the hospital, not knowing what the outcome would be. Such was my trembling. But oh, I felt I had a little hope in his mercy. Believe it's been brought to that point where arise and eat. The journey is too great for thee. But all that day I entered in, this word remained with me and gave that little calmness of spirit that all felt, whether living or dying, it may be well. Oh, it came again to my mind when I was brought round, I came round afterwards. The same word, the same verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, how those words remain me for a few days, and all the pain and discomfort that I had to have. The flesh hated it. I suppose I've been out within so many days, but oh, it wasn't so, because there were not complications, but it didn't go quite as they thought. But it's on that day appointed. Oh, that extra day, as it were, when all, according to them, I should have been out of the ward. that one extra day. Oh, in that night, rise and eat. The journey is too great for thee. I believe I felt all my sins cast behind, his all taken off my back and laid upon him. But in that work of grace, all they were cast behind his back to be seen no more. Saw in that night a precious Christ, one who had done all things well. Saw in that night, believe in that night, the plan of salvation, the work of grace, to wretched, ruined sinners, hell-deserving sinners. But oh, we have to come again and again to that place, and it is so as we journey on. We return to our sad place again, and oh, I have many times. But oh, what a mercy it is when the word of the Lord comes with that freshness unto us again, and by his Spirit it is so. Speaks a word only, takes it. By the Spirit is made the word of the Lord. It is that which is meat and drink unto us. Oh, if he did not speak, we feel we should go down and rise no more. Oh, as a psalm that, the language of a psalm, if I can find the psalm that said to me, I want me to find it again. No, I'm sorry, but I can't find it now. But the language of a psalm was upon my mind also. No, I can't find it, but all often I find all the language of the psalmist comes right where we are. Do you not find it also, poor sinner? The very language of the psalmist is left on record there and his poor sinners. Needs meat and drink unto us. Meat and drink. It comes right where we are. It sustains us in the way, it lifts us up and enables us to go on. By his grace, the word of his grace, those promises which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. We feel we're unworthy of these things, at least of his mercies. But oh, it is those poor, feeble ones. I can't see the psalm, but oh, if I could find it. It is the poor, feeble ones. No, perhaps it's not to be. I can't find it. The poor, needy ones. Those that feel they have nothing. No strength of their own. No might. The word of the Lord, by his grace, by his, is it not the unmerited favour of the Lord unto poor trembling worms of the earth? Do we not read? Fear not, thou womb Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. It's when he speaks a word, the word of his grace into your very soul, where we couldn't do anything of ourselves. We had no might nor strength. We read, "Behold, I will make a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them away, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. And glory in the Holy One of Israel. Glory in Him, not in self." So I say concerning my own sin and need as a sinner, that verse. And how much was stripped of me up to all before that time. Much self-righteousness and pride. That filthy rag. When that's stripped of us, we feel all that weight of our sins. We say it held, oh, hell in eternity before us. Deserving hell. Endless wrath. We're brought low at His feet. When He speaks a word. So I said that night, it was a night when I should not have been there, but it was that night appointed. I can remember it clearly now. I couldn't reach my locker to get the Bible. I was connected to this and that and various things. But oh, there was a little rejoicing in my soul. But oh, in that night, that burden was removed. Taken away to be seen no more. Oh, make a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Oh, that great mountain of your sin, my sin. Who else can do it? None but Almighty God through a precious Saviour can do it. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, "Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer." Thy Redeemer. Redeem us from the hand of the enemy, to save us from the wrath to come. Oh, as a one then, even this night. So perhaps we speak in this way for the help and encouragement of one poor trembling sinner. That great mountain of your sins. Oh, where are you looking? Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower, and so it will be. When we're brought to look alone to Him, we fall down at His feet, humbled in the dust. That line of that hymn we quoted in prayer, "Nothing in my hand to bring, simply to thy cross to cling, naked come to thee for dress, foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die." But oh, what mountains we meet in the way. There are those other mountains also. The mountain of our sin is the biggest thing. The burden of them. But oh, cannot some of us say also, perhaps there's one in here even this night, there are those mountains in their pathway. Difficult things. Hard things. Hard to be understood. You've known those times of deliverance. We tried to speak this morning. You've known those times of deliverance. Elijah, what had he seen beforehand? Great and mighty things. He had witnessed them with his own eyes. You and I might have witnessed those things. We may think they're small things, but they're great things. We've witnessed them in our paths. But oh, such is unbelief in the old nature. Oh, how often we come like Elijah here. Fresh burdens, fresh mountains, fresh trials. Those words, when I was brought into such a place two years ago, we venture once again to hear the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord from the servant of the Lord. Brought to this place where we felt we could lay down and sleep, as it were. Know not where to go or what to do. We ventured up to the house of God. The Lord's servant, he spoke from these words, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. These shells and wills of Jehovah, they're not as a word of man, like the words of man or the promises of man. But oh, does it not come right where you are in your poor part, in your pathway, in your particular case? When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. What is the promise as it goes on? I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Verily believe that all these things are brought upon the Lord's people. The Lord brings them to those places. It's so he can, reveals his arm. Reveals his power and his might. His mercy. We're brought to feel our need continually. Oh, if we were never brought into a time of need, where would we ever go? Will we ever fall down before the Lord? Where will we ever cry being burdened? Will we ever be brought like, oh. To pant after, pant after him. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. If it never brought to Thomas thirsting and hungry, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. I know in my own case it wouldn't be so. We become satisfied. Satisfied. Pride would rise up. Coldness. For of mercy it is, all things work together for good. To them that love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things. Those trials in the way. Those difficulties, those mountains. Those hard things to be understood. That journey that is too great for thee. These things were all for a purpose. All things work together for good to those that love him. They work together for good. They're to keep us at his feet. Oh, as a psalmist in this psalm, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. That psalm also goes on. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. There are those times of being cast down. Oh, Elijah there, cast down. There's the one then that's cast down. Cast down because of the way. That journey which is too great. That trial, that mountain before you. Oh, just before we left, this verse also came to mind. If I can find it, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. That verse previous to that, it says this. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. Not by might. Nor by power. Oh, not by our might. Nor by the power, the strength of our own arm, our own wisdom. But by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And he shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Grace. That unmerited favour, that love. O mountain, O great mountain before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made become a plain. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. His righteousness. His righteousness, not yours, not by your might, nor by your strength, nor by your righteousness. Oh, is this not a word unto a trembling worm of the earth? the sinful worm of the earth feeling the weariness of the way, the journey. As we said concerning Job, he knoweth the way that I take. The time has nearly gone. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Fear thou not. Oh, that hymn, it comes, and this hymn, those trembling ones, those fearing ones, do we not read in the hymn, the language of the hymn writer, fullness resides in Jesus, our head, and ever abides to answer our need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up in store a plentiful treasure to give to the poor, poor and needy ones. Whate'er be our wants, we need not to fear. Our numerous complaints his mercy will hear. His fullness shall yield us abundant supplies. His power shall shield us when dangers arise. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. The fountain o'erflows our woes to redress. Still more he bestows, and grace upon grace. His gifts in abundance we daily receive. He has a redundance for all that believe. This verse, or these last two verses, whatever distress. Oh, Elijah was brought into that time of distress. I felt that time of distress on the past days, in the end of the week. Do we not prove it again? I trust I felt I proved it even this day. Whatever distress awaits us below, such plentiful grace will Jesus bestow, as still shall support us and silence our fear. For nothing can hurt us while Jesus is near. When troubles attend, or danger or strife, going back to Elijah, oh, what troubles attended his pathway, the dangers and strife. When troubles attend, or danger or strife, his love will defend and guard us through life. And when we are fainting, and ready to die. Whatever is wanting, his grace will supply. That fullness that resides in Jesus our head. What a mercy it is. There will always be that fullness for poor sinners here below. Those whom he has loved with everlasting love. Those he has bought with a price. His own heart's blood. Those all for whom he suffered in Gethsemane's garden. Hung upon the accursed tree. His side was riven with a cruel spear. But forthwith flowed that blood and the water. That fullness that resides in Jesus our head. That ever abides. To answer our need. That fountain for sin and all uncleanness. It ever flows and ever will do. All the while there's those of his people in need. Those poor travellers, weary travellers in Zion. Poor and the needy seek water and there is none and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. But the time is gone. We seek to leave our poor preaching there. May the Lord add his blessing. Forgive all some miss. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day were £625, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Wheatley will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Warboys next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 1107. When some sweet promise warms our heart and cheers us under every care, it is the Spirit's gracious part to take that word and fix it there. Hymn 1107.
Thank you.
hast brought us to the close of the services here this day. Oh, if it could please thee. Oh, that thy some sweet promise might be fixed upon some poor trembling sinner's heart this day, and even this night. Oh, that might be one that's been favoured, oh, we plead for it, that one might have been favoured to have gathered a few handsful of purpose. One may have had a crumb that's fallen from the Master's table, or a sip from the well of salvation. Oh, some sweet promise sealed upon the heart by the Spirit. Oh, Lord, do take that which is then truly of thee, and oh, by the Spirit, seal it there. Oh, to some needy sinner's need, to satisfy their, oh, satisfy their need. It might be that one sent upon their way rejoicing over what the Lord has done. But, oh, remember us now then as we go our separate ways. Or may there be something which remains. Or if we're favoured and we're brought again to another day, oh, that we might have that which remains into the days to come. For we're journeying on. It's a wilderness world. Oh, do satisfy us then with thy goodness, we pray. Take us to our homes now in peace and safety. Pardon and forgive that which has been amiss. Cover it with the mantle of thy forgiving love. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.